From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Vice President Joe Biden says the killing of the top two leaders of the group al-Qaeda in Iraq is a major accomplishment for U.S. and Iraqi forces.
Their deaths are potentially devastating blows to al-Qaeda Iraq. But equally important, in my view, is this action demonstrates the improved security strength and capacity of Iraqi security forces.
NPR's Quill Lawrence in Baghdad says the two men were said to have been killed by a U.S. airstrike over the weekend.
The only question about this is that one of the individuals, who goes by the name of Abu Omar al-Baghdadi, has previously been reported both captured and killed more than once by the Iraqi government. So it was treated with some skepticism at first, but U.S. military sources have confirmed they think this is the man, and other sources off the record from the intelligence community say that this is the right guy.
NPR's Quill Lawrence in Baghdad. European nations are being told they may resume airline flights in designated caution zones where the danger of volcanic ash from Iceland has diminished somewhat. Other areas, though, will remain closed to air traffic. In Brussels, Terry Schultz reports NATO says the cloud of ash is not affecting its operations.
NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen would not discuss how NATO is adapting to the massive closure of European airspace, only that it is.
Our air forces will always take the necessary steps to ensure that they are capable to conduct all their operations.
But behind the scenes, a high-ranking U.S. diplomat is quoted as saying that at least one NATO F-16 has been damaged by flying in the volcano ash. The official, who declined to be identified, predicted the ash cloud would soon start impacting military capabilities. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
This is the 15th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing, an attack that killed 168 people. Hundreds gathered in the Memorial Park at the site of the former Murrah Federal Office Building today. Michael Cross of member station KOSU reports Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano spoke to the crowd.
In 1995, then U.S. Attorney Napolitano assisted in the investigation to bring Timothy McVeigh to justice. She told the hundreds in attendance at the Oklahoma City National Memorial that the threat of terrorism remains real.
Our adversaries continue to look for ways to exploit our openness and to take innocent lives. We have not shed the reality of domestic violent extremism nor of terrorism.
Napolitano says the history of the 1995 bombing won't be written by the attack, but by the resiliency of the Oklahoma people. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Oklahoma City.
Stocks have turned back into positive territory on Wall Street. The Dow now up 44 points at 11,063. The Nasdaq is up 12. This is NPR News from Washington. Toyota says it will pay a record fine of nearly $16.5 million to the federal government for not informing authorities quickly enough about a potentially dangerous accelerator pedal defect. But the automaker is denying allegations that it broke the law. Senators John McCain and John Kyle of Arizona are calling on the federal government to step up security along the border with Mexico. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports their plan would increase funding and the presence of National Guard troops there.
The senators want the National Guard to deploy 3,000 troops immediately and keep them there until Arizona's governor has gotten control of the border. After that, they want to add 3,000 custom and border protection agents to the border by 2015. To deter repeat offenders, McCain and Kyle are asking that immigrants who have crossed the border more than once go to jail at least 15 to 60 days. And they are demanding that the Obama administration reimburse the state for the cost of detention. They also want the federal government to increase money for state border enforcement from $60 million to $100 million, as well as substantially increase the number of mobile surveillance systems, unmanned aerial vehicles, and helicopters at Arizona's border. The plan does not outline how the federal government would pay for it. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
The space shuttle Discovery is staying in orbit for an extra day. This morning's scheduled landing at the Kennedy Space Center was scrubbed because of cloudy, rainy weather. That was just fine with Shuttle Commander Alan Poindexter.
We know how hard you guys worked it today, and we appreciate everything. And we've been there on off nominal winter days, and know how much workload it is. We appreciate everything you've done, and we'll be hopeful for better weather tomorrow.
The forecast is better for tomorrow. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.